Last year was a great success. We got a fantastic response rate from Letterkenny University Hospital. We've got a 52% response rate, which meant that over 450 patients responded to the survey. And this is fantastic compared to our international colleagues who usually get a response rate of 20, 25% or 40% in Scotland. So again, what we want people to do is respond to the survey. And we, as I said, we got a really good response last year, but we also got patients responding to three free text questions. They were asked what was good about the service, what wasn't so good, and do they have any other comments. And they gave us a wealth of information in relation to the specific services and what needed to be improved.
There were issues identified in Letterkenny and other hospitals across the country. You'll want to see if those issues have been addressed. Are the same issues cropping up again, or are we getting evidence from the survey that the issues are in fact being rectified?
Some of the solutions can be short term. The same day the report was published, each of the hospitals published a response to the report. Some solutions are short term, they can be rectified almost immediately, and some are more long term. And just to give you an example, offering choice of food or replacement meal if a patient, you know, misses a meal, there are things that you can, you know, have a short term turnaround and make improvements. Other things might be more long term, like some of the issues at the national level was around communication and not having enough emotional support. That's not something that can be changed overnight, but it can be changed in a couple of years. And what Letterkenny are doing around that is developing communication plans, making staff more aware that patients want more time with them, and they want to be supported, and they want to be involved in their decision-making process.